As a reminder to media members who may have just joined our call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We now welcome to the call the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Coach Gattuso.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Certainly a hard-fought and a difficult loss for your club on Saturday, falling 6-0 down at Elon. As you've gone back and looked at that game, sort of give me your impressions on your team's performance and what happened.
Yeah, we didn't really play well across the board. Elon had a lot of emotion going and was fired up, and I don't know that we matched that. I thought in the first half our defense was, even though we were able to keep them off the board, the defense was struggling to contain the run. We were uncharacteristically out of our element, and we struggled. Elon did a good job keeping us off being comfortable, and the second half I thought our defense tightened down and started shutting the run down and gave the offense a chance, but the turnovers, we never got to our game, and the turnovers were killers for us, and it was an unfortunate game for us, and we've got to try to recover and try to get healthy and try to get back to our game.
We're here with UAlbany head coach Greg Gattuso. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
The first question is from the line of Mark Singley with Albany Times Union.
Greg, what kept Will Brunson out of that final drive?
He got dinged up earlier. We finally figured out that he had a concussion, but it was a little earlier than the last drive. We were unaware of it. He was hiding it from everybody, but he's okay now, and we're hoping he'll be back this week, but we don't know that right now. It wasn't his normal personality. It was the first indicator on the sideline there was something wrong, and some of the mistakes and problems, I think, were probably attributed to that fact, especially in the second half. So, thankfully he's okay, and right now he's on course for recovery, and we're hoping that he can be back.
When you say he was hiding it, what was he doing exactly?
Well, sometimes you don't know when someone gets. There was no clear contact point which would make you examine a young man, and our medical people, his personality was a little different than he normally is on the sideline, and that was the first point where I think everybody started realizing he was a little off. It happens sometimes in football, and our medical people did a good job identifying it, getting him out of the game.
And you said you think he's okay, but do you have any idea where right now where his availability would stand for Richmond, Greg?
Well, as I all the time, Mark, until the doctors have impact tested him, and we think he's got a fairly good chance of being back. But at this point, there's a process you go through to make sure they're ready to play or not. He's in the beginning phases of that, but so far everything looks good. We'll know a lot more. Hopefully he's able to be out there Wednesday throwing the ball around, and he's able to go out today and move around and do some things, so we'll just see it. We'll have to evaluate it day to day.
Thank you.
Okay.
Greg, you touched on your defense, obviously holding Elon and keeping him out of the end zone in a game where your offense, as you touched on, turned the ball over four times. Obviously, Summers had a big day with 171 yards, but you guys did a pretty good job on him, as you touched on, especially in the second half. What makes him so tough to stop, and what were you guys able to adjust at halftime to be able to kind of bottle him up?
Well, I was just fitting gaps properly. They do a nice job of, he's a very patient runner, and that's what, as kids age at running back, they get better and they start understanding patience. He's a patient runner, and he's a good runner, and he'll break tackles. I thought we know what we're getting into in each game, and we needed to play better on defense in the first half to get ourselves going, and I think the second half the adjustment was just fitting the gaps a little better, and obviously we tackled better. There's no question about it. I think he had 30 yards or something in the second half. But, you know, unfortunately, we really started slow and just couldn't progress. And you know, we've got to bounce back. Every game matters. You know, you're sitting here with you play Villanova, then you got to go on a tough road trip, and then you got to go down and play Richmond the next week. So it's a you know, we understand the grind, and we know it's a long season. So we're going to try to recover and go down and play a good game at Richmond.
Offensively, as you touched on, certainly a struggle on Saturday, and you've dealt with injuries with obviously with EB and at the wide receiver spot. As you've gone back and looked at the film, have you been able to put your finger on one thing, and what are some of the things that you're looking to be able to do to try to open things and get things back on track?
Well, we've got to execute. You know, I think Carl Mofar, we ran the ball pretty well. I think we were inconsistent in our third and short, which killed us. You know, we were 2-for-12 in third down conversions, and that, you know, that's hard to move the ball consistently. We had a third and one where we fumbled a snap, and you know, there were some issues like that that are very uncharacteristic of us as a football team that hurt us and limited our opportunities. You know, the kids kept battling. You know, but we had a chance at the end. If we would have had 20 or 30 more seconds, we might have had a chance to pull it out. But that, you know, it's small consolation to losing a game that was an important game that we thought we could win. But, you know, credit Elon, and they did a nice job, and we didn't. So hopefully we can bounce back, and you know, it's a long season. We know that, and we understand, you know, what this league's all about. So we've got to get ourselves ready to get on and play a tough Richmond team.
That's where I was headed next. Obviously, no breaks in the world of state football. Another challenging road trip against Richmond, and he goes from a you know, a running attack to the number one passing attack in the nation. Talk about some of the challenges that Richmond presents for you.
Well, you know, we've certainly seen enough of Loletta over the last few years, and I'm looking forward to his graduation. He's an outstanding quarterback, and he's what I love at quarterback. He's a daring gunslinger back there, and they have kind of a different receiving core. They seem faster, not maybe as tall as they've been in the past and big, but they're very fast. Present a lot of problems for us. You know, nothing changes for us, and we've got to go in and we've got to play a great defensive effort to have a chance to win, and we've got to get our offense going with, you know, I mean, it's a shame, but, I mean, we walked out on the field with our whole receiving core were guys that weren't on the team last year, and you know, these injuries are, you know, I heard Coach Ambrose talk last week, and, you know, he had a great point. It's not how you play when you're healthy, it's how you play when you're injured. And we need to play better and recover, and our next man up philosophy needs to get better for us to have a chance to play well this week.
You talked about Kyle and haven't seen him plenty of times. Richmond, obviously, in their first season under Coach Huseman, do they look any different to you, or still the same tough team that you've had to play in the past?
The style's a little different on defense, maybe, and similar on offense. When you have a quarterback like that, you'd be crazy not to highlight them. And, you know, they're very effective in the run game. And, you know, the defense is talented. And, you know, the style it has changed to a degree, but they're very talented and they're very good. I mean, they scored 68 points on a team that beat UNLV. You know, they're pretty good, you know, and we know that. It's a big challenge. You know, this is our fourth game in 6 weeks on the road. There's a lot of things lining up that we, you know, our kids have to, all of us have to overcome. But that's what football is. It's a new week. It's a new recovery, and it's about going out and playing your best. And that's what we're working on to get ready for this week.
All right, Greg. Thanks as always for the time here this morning, and then look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks, Rob. See you.
All right, thank you.